This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how quickly idolatry can creep in if we're not careful. And I had this thought as I was reading about Solomon as he was preparing to build God's temple. So, of course, during this period, building the temple is Solomon's number one priority. He secures all of the necessary skilled labor. He goes to these great lengths to secure these special stones that would replace the mud for all of the building materials. And so Solomon is doing a great thing, and he's on a really good track. What's very interesting, though, is that over time, God's work begins to be subordinated to Solomon's desires. So, for example, it took him only 7 years to build God's temple, but it would ultimately take him 13 years to build his home. Solomon's house ended up being even larger than God's house of worship. So what we sometimes can start out with the best intentions, now can consume us and become a larger presence in our life than actually the presence of God. And for me, the short answer is work. I look up sometimes and it's consuming most of my day, and I've only squeezed in just a little time for God. And so the next time we're struggling with the cares or the possessions of this world, let us be reminded of this timeless scripture. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't even let something worthy encroach on your time with God.